The former ruler has been transferred to Toura prison in Cairo from a military hospital on Thursday on the recommendation of a medical team after he appeared fitter at his aborted retrial on Saturday. Some lawyers told Press TV that justice would only be attained if the ousted president stood before a revolutionary trial.
The ousted president must be put to a revolutionary trial, because if the evidence is destroyed and the judges are remnants of the previous regime, then justice could never be attained.
Many Egyptians were angered when the 84-year-old Mubarak, who has been reportedly ill since last year, appeared in good health, smiling and waving to the public in a court last Saturday, prompting calls for him to be put back in jail. Revolutionary activists believe that the remnants of the deposed ruler are still working under the stewardship of President Morsi to counter the revolution.
Mubarak must be held accountable for all the chaos and corruption in the country. And I think that Morsi is responsible as well.
In essence, political parties from across the spectrum, including the Freedom and Justice Party, will hold a million-man rally on Friday to call for the purging of Egyptian judiciary and the death penalty for longtime ex-dictator Hosni Mubarak. Many sectors of the Egyptian society seek a harsher verdict on the corrupt figure, but they believe that this is far-fetched, as long as government institutions and the Egyptian judiciary are still controlled by figures appointed by Mubarak himself. Karim Gavreddin, Press TV, Cairo.